Haitian Americans have become the subject of disinformation and hatred this campaign season. Some of that prejudice comes from entrenched misunderstandings of their religious beliefs and spiritual ceremonies. NPR's Greg Allen has this story about a Haitian American artist who's documenting the city's voodoo traditions.
The History Miami Museum does more than just record Florida's past. A musical performance at the museum is part of an exhibition showcasing ceremonies and traditions actively practiced today. The show features the work of Wusler Delasfort, a Haitian-American photographer who became fascinated by the many ways people in his community expressed their spirituality.
I didn't go into it like, you know what, I'm afraid of it. I'm like, no, this is part of my culture, this is part of my tradition.
Many of the nearly 150 photos in the exhibition focus on ceremonies from voodoo, Santeria, and Ifa traditions that have their origins among West Africa's Yoruba people.
All these images was here in South Florida. There's voodoo ceremonies happening in Miami Shores, Pembroke Pines, West Miramar, different places where you never would have thought that.
In the gallery, Delasfort stops in front of a large photo capturing a voodoo ceremony he attended in the backyard of a home in a Fort Lauderdale suburb. A dozen women circle a decorated post, a poto mitan.
Most of these women are mumbos, and they're pretty much going around the poto mitan. It's the connection between the earthly world and also the ancestor world.
A mambo is a priestess in the voodoo tradition. Delasfort grew up in Little Haiti and was raised Catholic, but he was always aware of voodoo and had friends and family who took part in its ceremonies and traditions. It's about spirituality, he says, but also about culture.
There are religious folks here also, too. There's some Christians, there's some Catholic folks here also. But at the end of the day, voodoo is a way of life, and that's how most people view it.
An altar from the Yoruba Ifa tradition is part of the exhibition. It's covered with seashells, fruit, flowers, and other offerings to Yamaya, an orisha, or divine spirit, who's considered the mother and embodies the oceans. It was created by Michelle Murray, a choreographer and Ifa practitioner. She says there's a lot of misunderstanding surrounding Ifa, voodoo, and Santeria.
People make it seem magical and mystical and demonized. And what we're actually doing is taking care of the earth and honoring all that comes with that.
Another part of the exhibition documents a ceremony held on a Miami beach on Juneteenth every year at dawn. The show's curator, Marie Vickles, says practitioners of voodoo, Ifa, and other faiths come together to put on the water an offering of fruits, vegetables, and flowers laid out on a flotilla of palm fronds.
As it goes out, it's meant to commemorate those that did not survive the Middle Passage, that were lost to the waters, and then also helping us to remember them and those that made it and were able to create a new life here.
Other faiths and religious practices are also documented in Delasfort's exhibition, Catholic San Lazaro Day and Ethiopian Orthodox Holy Week ceremonies.
This is a project that not only celebrates spiritual practice, but also is documenting it for history, for the future, so that people can look back and say, oh, this existed in Miami, and hopefully it still exists.
At a time when political candidates have spread lies and sowed hate against Haitian Americans, Wusler Delasfort's exhibition in Miami is trying to bring some compassion and understanding. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami. Voilà en tout cas, nous n'avons jamais.